Ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you're in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. It has been an incredible week. We look forward to bringing the news, but before we do, please hit the subscribe button if you're not a subscriber to our podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing. And thank you to Bruce Buffer for bringing us the introduction every week here on the podcast. There are some exciting events happening around the world this week, so let's get right into it. The first one is that Frame Australia, called Timber Offsite Construction, will be happening in September, early September, from September 10 in Melbourne at the Convention Centre. So if you want to go and hear some amazing speakers talking about industry-wide information around timber offsite construction technology, please do head down and get your tickets at Timber Offsite Construction, or what is called Frame Australia, as soon as possible, and we'll see you down there. And to California now, and California has recently adopted changes to its building code that will limit embodied carbon emissions in commercial and school buildings. The California Building Standards Commission voted to changes to take effect in August 2023, which then is the first state in the nation to implement the required embodied carbon reduction in some buildings. The new code will limit the embodied carbon emissions in the construction, remodel, the adaptive reuse of commercial buildings larger than 100,000 square feet or 9,230 square meters in the metric, or school projects over 50,000 square feet or 4,650 square meters, according to the AIA in California. And excellent friends to the podcast, the team at Structural Craft have topped out on site at their mass timber project in Abbotsford in Canada. A challenging project for the engineers and the site team, they strategized to effectively lay the mass timber grid out in irregular shaped building, and the many boundary conditions, including cantilever canopies, the project served as an example for how vertically integrated business model can simply and elegantly provide solutions for clients. So well done to the clients, who is the Seventh Day Adventist Church, to Sightlines Architect, to Quantum Properties, and of course to the engineer and the subcontracting team based with Structure Craft to get that project over the line. And to Sydney, Australia now, and Choffrey's design for the Parramatta Mixed Use Development, which is on the riverfront of Parramatta, celebrating what they deem as a place for modern living, will have a 52-storey mixed-use tower with an 8-storey commercial building sitting alongside it. They're located on the banks of the river, and they will form part of the high-density northern edge set of towers forming the second CBD in Sydney. The winning design that was chosen proposes a 5-storey podium, which will accommodate a 4,000 square metre of commercial and retail space, with an additional 4,500 square metres of bespoke commercial, offering an 8-storey mass timber engineered building at the south end of the site. If you'd like to see images of this amazing project for the Parramatta Sydney second CBD, please head to the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. And Vancouver, Canada hits the mark again with a mass timber constructed building, a revolutionary 10-story mass timber commercial office building that will feature a unique honeycomb shaped exterior facade. It's under construction in False Creek Flats neighborhood in Vancouver. The 168,000 square foot structure is being constructed using mass timber, and components include CLT floor plates, shear walls and balconies, and glue laminated timber beams, columns and braces. The striking perimeter becomes part of the structural frame being used as the exterior, which eliminates the need for conventional cast-in-place concrete cores, whereby reducing the building's environmental impact. If you'd like to see more on this amazing building, head to our LinkedIn feed. And so that's it, folks. That's all we've got time for this week. That's what's making news around the world in mass timber construction land. Please to subscribe and tune in every week so you can hear what's happening on the latest around the world from Mass Timber Constructed Project. And please do keep us up to date with any current events or affairs that are happening for you in mass timber construction land, and we'd be very pleased to promote them. As long as they're publicly available, we will promote it. Thank you for tuning in again, and we wish you an amazing week ahead. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're in the world today. My name is Paul Kramer, the host, signing off on the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.